Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Great to have you with us today. Poetica Erotica, the passion-filled collection of poetry from our guest on today's This Week in America, Tim Cross. A masterfully written collection of poems that show the many aspects of love using Tim's own experiences with women through the years, some he met face-to-face and some he met online. Tim was born in Northampton in the UK. His father, a leather tanner, his mother, the daughter of a brewer, a student at the Royal Agricultural College in Surchester, a one-time taking a trip around the world with a friend. Tim Cross, the author of Poetica Erotica, an enthralling collection of poetry that delves into the human psyche, from the UK, and he's back with us on This Week in America. Tim, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Hello, Rick, and thanks for inviting me back again. It's a couple of years ago since we've spoken.
Yes, I can't believe it's that long ago, but it has been a couple of years ago since we talked the last time. And Tim's in the UK, we're in the United States, but just a few hours ago, we were both in the United States. A little ski trip to get away from everything over in the UK and come over. I hope you enjoyed your stay here in the US.
I love my stay in the US. Thank you, Rick. And the snow was fantastic in Telluride. Best snow they've had for years, I understand.
I understand this time of year, it's great out there, and it's been an excellent season for them so far. And we're back to talk once again about Poetica Erotica, and I love the premise of this. How did this whole thing begin? Your interest in, I wonder why these women are online. I wonder what their motive is. What was at the start of this whole process for you?
Well, it was really by accident, actually, Rick, because I was actually skiing with some old school friends of mine in Switzerland. And somebody put me, one of the friends was telling me about this particular site that some of his friends in London were on, which was called Illicit Encounters. And I thought I'd check it out. And having checked it out, I made contact with certain ladies. And it also really stemmed from that. It was all purely by accident. And I used to ask them various questions on whether they were interested in receiving a poem from me. Most of them were interested in receiving a poem, so that's how it all started. So it was purely by accident this came about.
What were some of your findings? I know you said in the last time that a lot of them use pseudonyms. What are the motives? Why were these people online? And I'm sure I ask you that. There's not one answer to that. It probably varied from individual to individual, I would assume.
I think the sort of name speaks for itself. I think Illicit Encounters. I think it was really a site set up for married people, and rather than being recognized, they used pseudonyms so they couldn't be recognized by any of their friends or possibly their spouse, and so they used different names so that they weren't recognized.
Tim Cross is our guest on the program. The book is Poetica Erotica. We'll give you some information here in a second where you can get the book. Of course, you can link on directly to information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about some of the relationships. Were you often surprised at what they were looking for? Let's talk about that. Was it just a companionship? Was it maybe something they couldn't talk with a significant other in their lives now? Or were they looking for an erotic adventure of some kind?
I think some of them were looking for an erotic adventure, Rick. But I think a lot of them, I think, were just online to have a bit of fun. And they weren't interested in necessarily meeting up. They were just having a bit of fun on the side. I think it was sort of called a cyber love, if you like. They didn't want to meet up with anybody. I think they were just having a bit of fun on the side from their spouse. And, you know, then talking to people online, it's very, very easy, isn't it? You know, you don't have to meet with them. And, you know, you can just sort of be somebody that you never thought you would be in real life. I think a lot of the ladies are like that.
How did it impact you? Did you find yourself maybe taking on a persona that you weren't in real life, but you became that when you were online and communicating?
I think you do slip into a different persona and when you're online, because you can be somebody that you're not normally in real life. And that's when I started to write these little poems for the ladies and send it to them and see what their reaction was. And they'd come back with a with either I thought it was great or they didn't respond at all. But most of the time they responded, and I think they were enjoying, you know, the poems because it was quite innocent. It was quite good fun. And then I suddenly realized I had a collection of these poems, and I thought, well, maybe I can put them in a book.
Yeah, what was the reaction when they got the poem? I'm sure this is the first time this has ever been done online. There's probably some pressure. Do you want to meet? Send me some pictures, that type of thing. You're sending them poems. What were they receptive to getting the poems?
Majority were receptive to get the poems, and I think they enjoyed them. We never met, and that was part of the sort of the playfulness of it. We never met. We just met met online, as it were. And I'd write a poem for them in particular, and I'd send it to them and say, what do you think? And most came back and enjoyed it. Well, they said they enjoyed it. I'm assuming they did enjoy it, Rick. So, take people at face value. Really.
Tim Cross, our guest on the program, back with us talking about his book, Poetica Erotica, a republished book now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page-Turner Press and Media Direct bookstore orders, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. And of course, you can link on to all that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you were talking to these individuals, the women, were there any that you had maybe a longer relationship than others? Were you tempted to maybe continue on with this relationship?
No, majority I didn't. There was no continuation of a relationship, and I think that was sort of pleasing. The pleasing part about it for me, because I could then be in this mode where I was writing poems for the individual ladies, and we actually never met up. Yes, I did meet with one or two, and that was very, very good indeed. So it was nice. It was nice to meet up in the end.
Did you set ground rules for yourself in going online and doing this? And what were your expectations as you started doing this?
I didn't have any expectations at all, Rick, because it just sort of unfolded by accident. And I suddenly found in a very short space of time, because I was only on this site, you know, very, 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 very briefly, because it was quite expensive. And in a very short space of time, I suddenly realized I'd written quite a lot of poems. And then I thought to myself, well, could I put this into a book, and would it be receptive out there, and would people enjoy reading it, whether they, you know, were getting some fun out of it and or getting a laugh out of it? I think some of my friends actually got quite a lot of laughs.
Well, how about you with these the dialogue that you had, conversations through the internet with these people? I would assume the emotions were different from individual to individual. Talk about that aspect of it. Were there some that you felt, empathy for? Were there others maybe you were sad for the lives they're living?
I don't know. I was never sad for the lives they're living, because I always found it interesting. And I did wonder why they were on the site. But then I sort of worked it all out that I think they were trying to put themselves into being a different person. And they could do that online, because they didn't have to be the person they were in real life. They could be something completely different and let themselves go, if you like. And I think that was part of the intrigue of, talking to people online. When you don't actually meet, you can be somebody completely different to what you are in real life. Maybe that's the real person, you know, that you are online, and a different person in real life where you are actually maybe inhibited in some way. But, look, it was all meant to be a bit of fun, and hopefully no harm has been done. I hope some enjoyment has come out of what the poems I sent to these ladies, and hope it enriched their lives in some way.
The book we're talking about is Poetica Erotica. Tim Cross, our guest on the program. Book's available at pageturner.us. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you that list again before we end the program today. Let's talk about what it did for the women that you talked to and for yourself. For many of the women, what do you think they got out of this? I'm thinking almost maybe the way you went into this, almost like having a therapist online that they could maybe talk to and get some feedback in their lives.
I think it was more of a fantasy, really, Rick, actually. I'm not sure I would be considered sort of labeled as a therapist. And, you know, I think it was a sort of fantasy. I was trying to indulge their fantasy in a way that would enrich their lives, probably from a, you know, from a sexual point of view. Maybe yes. They were frustrated at home. Maybe they were on their own, you know, a lot of the time. Maybe, you know, the marriage had gone stale, or with their partner had gone stale, and they just wanted some enlightenment, you know. And I think people can do this online without actually hurting anybody else. I think this is the great thing about being online, that you can do these things without necessarily hurting anybody else, because as long as nobody else knows what you're doing, you know, they can't be hurt by it. But I'm hoping that they got some sort of satisfaction from my poems. Well, maybe.
Yes. Now, what did you get out of it, do you think, in looking back on the experience? Did you find yourself going, I can't believe I just hit send. I wrote that, and then I hit send. What did you learn about yourself during this experience?
It was one of those sort of things where you started writing these poems, and I could write a poem in a very short space of time. Once I contacted somebody online, I could write a poem in a very short period of time and then send it to them and gauge their reaction. If they came back and they wanted another verse, some didn't, some that wanted that poem very, very short. So it was just something that played out, and it was never really planned. That was the enjoyment for me, that I was hoping that they got enjoyment from, you know, reading my words. Whether they did or not, Rick, I don't know, but most of them said that they did enjoy it.
And I can believe that in looking through the poems. I've got one here, Kissable Lips, one of my favorites. This girl is really on my mind. I think she's of the sexy kind. Of my stories, she likes a lot, and I believe she's pretty hot. Her hair is dark and shiny. Her eyes are sparkling and bright. Her lips are soft and kissable. I wish she was mine tonight. Forgive my reading of that, but those words say a lot. And I can imagine to some people, this probably made their day, if not their this part of their life, the next 3 or 4 months for them, hearing some man put those thoughts into words like that.
Well, you know, I was trying to sort of hit a spot where they would, you know, I could connect with them through the word, and you know, not connect them by physical connection. It was just purely by word connection. So see if I could stimulate them by my words, and let them. Enjoy the words, and I hope they did enjoy the words. You know, they're very, very sort of some of the poems are very, very simple, but that to me is what life is all about. I mean, I'm trying to sort of hopefully that, you know, the old expression is keep it simple, stupid, and you know, trying to get the words out there in a simple format that the ladies could enjoy reading those words and hopefully take something from it. Whether they did or not, Rick, you know, it's very difficult for me to say because I never actually met them.
Well, talk about the passion you have for poetry, and you're really very, very good at poetry. You're an excellent writer. Talk about where that came from and being able to express yourself, because you talk to many poets who are able to express themselves better in poetry than they are in just common, ordinary speak.
Well, I don't know. Look, I don't know, Rick, regarding the poems, how it all came about, you know, and why I could string these words together. It was something that, you know, just locked into my mind, and I would string the words together. I was hopeless at school, absolutely hopeless. And, you know, so this sort of probably surprised me more than anybody else, actually, that some people were getting enjoyment, hopefully, from my written words. You know, and, you know, I had to, you know, obviously got someone to proofread it for me, and then it's been redone from the original version. And I think the latest version is much, much better because it's conciser down. There's not so many poems in it, and I think it reads better. And probably the actual cover of the book is much, much better. But it's just, you know, one of those things that just happened. I can't put my finger on why it happened. It just happened.
Yeah, it sort of started with the buddies. What's there been reaction? What reaction are you getting from people to Poetica Erotica?
Oh, well, my friends think it's a great joke. They have a lot of laughs out of it. I think some of them have been written, you know, read out at dinner parties, you know, and they have a sort of, you know, reading sort of sessions in the evening where they can absolutely fall about laughing, you know, about my words and stuff like that. And then where I am in Lincolnshire, some people came in, and obviously I'd seen my book and I'd bought my book and actually read the poems as well. So they were intrigued to meet me. They came into the hotel last year. So, look, as long as they get entertainment about, from it, Rick, that's, you know, it's meant to entertain. It's meant to be good fun. And as long as they get entertainment from it, that's fine by me. Well, I'm very happy if they laugh at my book.
Well, it's mission accomplished. It really is. In fact, one review says Poetica Erotica is a masterfully written collection of poems that show the many aspects of love. And yes, it does in the book Poetica Erotica. What are you working on now? Are you working on anything else, a follow up to this?
I'm not actually, Rick. I've taken a lot of time with the hotel. We moved into the hotel in November 2017, and we ran the hotel right up until September, and we lodged the planning application. So my mind actually has been more on the hotel, and in the meantime, I bought a small house in Spain, which I renovated, and an apartment in Switzerland, which I renovated. So my mind has been elsewhere. And yes, I mean, I remember talking to you last time that if I wrote another book, I would probably write it about my father, who was in the war and was the head of the mission that captured Rudolf Hess, who was the mastermind of the gas chambers.
That would be a fascinating book, but it sounds like your plate is quite full with all the activities you've got going on now from a business standpoint and trying to get things going and right track over there. The book is Poetica Erotica. Tim Cross is our guest back on the program. A republished book now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press and Media Direct bookstore orders, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. Tim, a pleasure having you on the program. I mentioned Page Turner, and you talked about working with someone new, an excellent book cover, going through it and doing some more editing on the book. What's that experience been like for you in working with Page Turner?
Oh, it's been very good. I mean, it's been slightly drawn out because we sort of started at the beginning of last year, and really it took until the end of the year because I was here, there, and everywhere, and I wasn't really concentrating on the revamp of the book, which I should have been concentrating more on the revamp of the book. But they were very, very good, very, very patient with me. And I think the latest edition actually looks pretty good. And it's condensed down to not so many poems as there were before. And I think it actually, in a comprehensive state, is in a much better format, I think, Rick. You know, and I think, you know, it looks better. The cover looks better, looks more erotic.
Yes, it does. I love the cover on that. And you can see the cover. By the way, this interview will be up on YouTube. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, hit the video tab, you'll see this up on YouTube. You'll actually see Tim over in the UK, and you'll see the book cover we're talking about. Tim Cross with us on the program. Poetica Erotica is the book. PageTurner.us is one place you can find it. Of course, available at Amazon. Click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tim, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Loved having a chance to go back and reread the book once again. A smile on my face as everybody goes back and takes a look at the book for the first time or rereading it. And a smile on your face as we're talking about it here today. So.
It always brings a smile back to your face because it's meant to be lighthearted and it's meant to bring, you know, enjoyment. And that's really what it's all set out to do is to bring enjoyment. And I hope it does bring enjoyment.
And indeed it does. Poetica Erotica, Tim Cross. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tim, all the best. Thank you for being with us on the program once
again.
Thank you, Rick. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed.
You're listening to This Week in America. Information on Tim's book, Poetica Erotica, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.